The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 7 of Hoe Ventures. I am here with this wonderful companion that I have not met in person, but we've communicated a lot online, so I'm so excited to talk to her today. She has a very fun story to share. Welcome, Kiki.
Hey, 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 guys. How are you all? Thank you for inviting me on the show, Chantel. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that you were a little bit nervous, and that's okay because I'm always nervous. So I tell everybody, like, we can be nervous together, but it's just like, you know, two gals sitting here chatting over, I would say a cup of tea, but I don't have a cup of tea with me right now.
Yeah, you definitely make this whole process very comfortable. So thank you.
Ah, thank you so much. I love hearing that. I know that like the first interview that I did, it was like so nerve-wracking. And so I always try to put myself in that place and remember what it felt like, you know, the first time I did one. So I try to make it comfortable for everybody. But again, it's my show and I'm still nervous every time I hit record. So it's totally natural.
Yeah, you know, that's so funny that you mention the fact that you have to remember how it was for people when you first began, because I'm going to actually mention that in the little story I'm going to say today.
Yes. Well, let's jump right into it. So let everybody know, where is your home base?
My home base is Seattle, Washington, for all you Seattleites. And then, you know, I'm close to Oregon and Idaho and, you know, the Northwest Territory over here.
I have not been to Seattle yet. I hear there's amazing food.
There's a lot of great food here. A lot of things are opening back up again. So that's, you know, that's amazing. There's a lot more things to do. And, you know, there's a lot of nature out here too. People are really big on nature and hiking, being outdoors. And especially with summer coming, I mean, it's going to be a good season, I think.
Yes, I went hiking with my mom last summer in Oregon. And I was like, oh, I'm so close. Like, we were so close to Washington, but I was like, I don't have time to drive over the river. Because we had an action-packed schedule of, like, so many hiking spots. So I'm hoping that I can get out to Washington soon and absolutely do some hiking, because I love hiking. I love nature, and I love the outdoors. And I've not been to the state of Washington, so need to check that off my list.
You're going to really love it here, and especially if you go up towards the mountains, towards this little Bavarian town called Leavenworth. It's okay. The best place to see here. It's a cute little town, and there's a lot of things to do, especially in Christmas time or even in the summer.
So. Awesome. Well, I'm going to hit you up when I make it out to Washington, and then maybe we can meet for brunch or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely drive around, so I know how to drive. I can pick you up, do fun things.
Yay. Okay, so how long have you been dating professionally?
Dating professionally on and off since 2013. So I've been here a minute.
Oh, have you always been Kiki?
I have actually always been Kiki. It's just, you know, I just kind of advertise on and off sometimes, and I'll go through a hiatus.
I feel like we connected on Twitter like not that long ago, like what, maybe a year or so ago?
Yeah, and I have been slowly following. You had another podcast before this, and I was following that for a little while. Well, I think I've actually known you for known about you at least a couple of years now, if not a little bit more.
Oh, well, I'm so happy that we got to connect. And for anybody that does not know, my former podcast, The Sexy Escort Guide, it is still up and running. Vivian's still holding it down.
Yeah, that was really great. I mean, it helped a lot of people. I know it helped me, so I loved it.
As a matter of fact, I just got a newbie to the industry message me like maybe a week or two ago to let me know that the podcast was like so helpful, and it gave her confidence to start in the business. So I'm so happy that my former podcast is still out there doing great things for everybody. So before you let us know about your date, who planned this date?
The client did it first, but I helped them because this date was very, very specific towards them. And it wasn't just kind of where we're going out or anything. Do you want me to explain a little bit more? Can I right now?
So this, because I know about the date. So was, did this date like come about like organically? Like, was it, he messaged you and had this idea?
Yeah. Well, I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter and I was going through a phase in my life where I had gained weight and I was losing it. Mm-hmm. And I went into a lot of research on this topic about what was good for me and what would work for me. And I did it and I lost close to 35, 40 pounds. And I guess he was seeing this on Twitter. He was following me on Twitter. And that's how it kind of, it was brought about organically. And he messaged me more about fitness and things like that.
Oh, okay. So this was like, just, I followed your fitness journey, by the way. I loved your posts and just like how open you were. And I mean, you were just like, I don't care who's judging me. I'm putting it out there because it might inspire somebody else. And it's definitely very inspiring. I loved it. And you look amazing. You achieved your goals and you look fantastic. Not that you didn't look fantastic before, but you had a goal.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say that either. Like, I had just was done with my chest surgery and I felt kind of depressed about that because when something changes on your body so drastically, I guess you kind of feel maybe a little bit low. You don't know what to do. And I decided to get into eating a lot. And I was.
That happens.
Well, this was actually the first time in my life where I kind of resorted to eating like that.
Okay.
And I have always been around anywhere from 115 to 120 pounds for my size. Mm-hmm. And so when I got to about almost to 160, it was definitely just different for me, different for my body and how I held myself. I didn't know how to hold myself. I didn't know how to do anything. And so that's why I just kind of felt that I just wanted to lose, you know, a little bit of it and kind of return to my a little bit normal state.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's totally understanding because it happened to me. I had some health problems and the weight started creeping on and it, like my body just felt different, like where like some of the weight was, it's like I could feel like my hips where I didn't feel my hips before, you know. So that was you know, I've been working hard on losing that weight as well, so I was definitely inspired by your fitness journey. Okay, so tell me more about this date when he first messaged you.
Well, he first messaged me and he actually had a goal to lose around almost 20 pounds. And I, you know, I had told him, I'm like, I'm not a fitness expert. I don't claim to be a professional at this. I don't eat the things that work for me. Yes, I can show you them. And actually a couple of the ladies have asked me about them and I've sent them everything that I've done for myself or what I researched for with nutrition as well, not just exercise. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, you should just follow that very loosely and do your own research and see what's really best for your weight, your height, and also the things that I was doing at the time, which is funny because you had mentioned that earlier. I was a little bit past someone than someone just completely starting new and not doing, you know, what I was doing. And I'd have to remember, I'm like, I don't know if I could take on this responsibility because I have to remember, like, he's starting right here. I have to adjust so many different things. And I was a little bit worried about it. And he understood this. He took this all really well. Mm-hmm. And I decided to just go with him. Like, well, I guess we'll see what we can do. And we'll see what happens. And we did. We started actually doing first CAM sessions together.
Oh, okay.
Where it was at least 10 to 15 minutes per day, because I didn't want him working out that much. I wanted him to start off really easy, really simple. And we started off with exercise first, because I feel like when you try to do exercise and nutrition all at the same time, it can be a lot for someone.
It's very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to feel that way when you're just getting into a new goal or anything that you want to do, because you're going to feel really down on yourself if you can't reach those things. And I told him, I'm like, there's going to be some days where you're going to have a bad day, and that's okay. The next day, just try to do better. I mean, if you eat horrible that day, then the next day, just try to remember to have a salad or something or some fruit in the morning.
Yeah, you have to forgive yourself for, I mean, indulging, because we all know that I love to indulge on anything that's sugar related.
Oh, yeah.
I just love my sugar so much. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do.
I have a bad habit of, I can eat a 5-pound gummy bear bag in 1 week. So that's
1 week. It takes a whole week. Oh, I could do it in a day.
Well, I could probably do it less than a week, but I've done it before, and I'm like, oh, my God, where did that 5 pounds?
I know. It's like, oh, why did I just do this to myself? Especially, like, after you've, like, worked out so much and you're starting to see goals and the scale's starting to slide.
Oh, man, that's the toughest self-sabotage, is when you do that to yourself, is when you see, you're hitting your goals, and then you're like,
yes,
one cheat day.
It's like, I was so close. Why did I just do that? And I'm probably going to go pig out today with my mom or something. I don't know. Who cares? Okay, so you guys did not know each other. And then he reached out to you and you started. So, because I used to be a webcam model. So when you say that you started on CAM sessions, this was just about, like, the nutrition stuff.
So that came afterwards. I started doing slow, like, 10-minute YouTube videos with him, and I'd do it with him. I'd send him the videos before so he could see if he could even do that. I'm like, do you think that this is okay for you? For body size, is it going to hurt too much? What do you think? And he said, fine. And so we would start off with that. And then when it finally got to be maybe he wanted to do 30 minutes of exercise, we actually met in person. And with the nutrition, we actually met in person, and I helped him in his kitchen. I helped him shop. I found, the food that he would like for him and things that would actually keep him full with your appetite. Because that's the most important thing, too, about nutrition, mm-hmm. is finding those foods that will keep your appetite to the fullest.
Yes. Okay, so your first in-person date with him, you guys went grocery shopping?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I love this. Let me tell you why I love this. Because people have this preconceived notion of what we do for work. And I tell people all the time, like, they always want to know, like, the sexy details. And I'm like, actually, we're pretty normal. And there's a lot of just, like, normal things that we do. And I don't think you can get more normal than going to the grocery store. Like, I love this so much. I was like, oh my God, this is a really great date. So you guys went to the grocery store and then you went back to his place and cooked
some food. And then
can you tell me what was on the menu? Do you remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely can. So what we
cooked... I love to talk about food. For Ooh. Some reason.
We're talking about food too. So what we cooked for him was, he wasn't vegan or anything. So that sort of made things easier for me, because I'm not vegan, but I can still help people and look up substitutes for them.
Yeah.
But we did fish. We did salmon. We did brown rice. I did some mushrooms, some spinach, and a little bit of that. And then later on, we cooked a little, something a little bit heavier, a 6 ounce, was it six? No, it was 4 ounce steak. And I had baked some veggies with that and some grains. So wheat bread, wheat rolls.
Was this like the first, all of this was like the first day?
Yeah, because he actually extended to make for a dinner date.
Oh, so you started out with lunch and then also dinner.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. That's so fun. Oh my gosh. Okay, great. I do have to ask, what kind of mushrooms were they? Because I'm obsessed with mushrooms. Like, I just love mushrooms so much.
They weren't shiitake. They were actually, I believe they were just the regular, what they were, the white mushrooms, which I believe that's what they're called. You could pick them anywhere up at the grocery store.
Oh, but, yeah, just the regular ones.
Yeah, shiitake are better. And then there's
shiitake's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if you crisp them up just right, they kind of give off a little bit of a bacon flavor. You have to like perfectly roast them. They have a good texture, really good flavor. Like, you don't even have to like over season them or anything. Shiitakes are one of my favorites. I have several favorites for different things, but I get into the more like gourmet blends of mushrooms now instead of just the regular white and portobellos. Like, those are like so 5 years ago for me. I eat a lot of mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. But I'm kind of boring. I eat the white mushrooms. There is another type of mushroom that I eat and I can't think of it, but it works. The great thing about this mushroom is that it helps your blood circulation. It helps all the aches in your bodies. I mean, there's a little bit more properties in this mushroom compared to a couple of the other ones. And for the older people out there, gosh, I wish I could think of the name right now, because that's what you should be buying. That would really help your body. And I have really bad problems sometimes with my circulation, my blood flow circulation, and trying to get enough iron in my body. And it really helps when my hands and feet get cold. It just makes my hands and
oh my God, I have ice cold hands all the time. All the time. Like, it is, it's probably what, in Florida right now, I think it's about 80 something today. I don't have my air on because my hands were too cold.
Is it humid right there right now? Or is it is it dry weather over there?
Oh God, in Florida, never. It's so humid here all the time. That's why I gave up. People are asking me like, oh, you don't straighten your hair anymore. And I'm like, listen, it takes me like 5 hours to straighten my hair now. And I live in Florida and it's humid. And I'm like, so if you don't like my natural hair, then I guess go find somebody who cares. I don't know, because I don't. It's just hair. Like, if you need my hair to be straightened, then
beautiful. Anyone that would want it straightened or anything like that,
I've had a few guys that were like really making a thing about my hair not being straight. And I was like, listen, I'm black and I have natural hair and this is how it grows out of my head. And if you don't appreciate it, I'm probably not the professional dater for you, because I have like all of my other clients just love my hair, you know, just the way it grows out of my head. And I'm like, listen, I don't have time for this. But anyway, okay, so did you guys make dessert by any chance? Because that's where I always have the trouble of being on a diet, is like, where can I fit dessert in?
So you can, honestly, you can try to fit dessert anytime as long as it's moderation. But that was kind of the biggest problem with my nutrition, was at night, even after drinking the amount of water that I was supposed to drink, because that will help your appetite control too. But after a while, your body gets used to it and you're like,
yes,
I'm not hungry now.
That's where I am right now. I've been starving every day, all day, no matter what I do. And
we need to find you more fillers. Sugar is good. I would do moderation if you like. Like, if you like gummy bears, like you said, or if you like anything, your favorite candy, just do small moderations every other day, maybe. If you can, yeah. And if you do that, there's something that I did that really worked for me, but it's not sugar is the problem.
I'm an addict. Yeah. I will admit I am an addict. Once I get the taste of something sweet on my mouth, I mean, I just go crazy. Like, I have no self-control when it comes to desserts. I'm admitting that. Everybody hears it. So if you, like, want to, like, just impress me and show up on a date with, like, some vegan donuts or something, I will eat all of them. And I probably won't even care.
Elephant ears.
I will not care. I went to Disney back in February with my mom and sister, and we went to Epcot, and my favorite thing about it was that every single country I went to in Epcot, I got some sort of dessert. Mm-hmm. And I spent the entire day just eating desserts, and I don't care. I'm not apologizing. Yes, I did. Like,
don't
a kid.
Apologize. Do
like
what
a child.
Your life, and you only have one of it. Never
I have one, so why can't I eat all the dessert?
Yeah,
exactly. All the dessert. Oh, I mean, the scale wasn't happy, but my tummy was.
Stay away from the scale. That's what I said.
I know. I've been seeing, like, my clothes are fitting better, but the scale is like, listen, that donut you ate yesterday, and I'm like, I don't care. I love it.
Well, you know, so, one thing I did in the evenings that helped me was I would make, and you can't just get popcorn from the bags or anything. You have to actually air pop popcorn. But if you make a whole big thing of popcorn with no salt, not any butter, that will fill you up. And it's only about, I think, don't quote me, all you guys out there, but it's either 90 calories or it's a little over 100. And you can have a big bowl of it, and it fills you up. And that was one of the things that kind of helped me in my last 6 weeks of cutting, like, the fat that I wanted to. Because
yeah. When
I first started, I started with exercise at first. I didn't do nutrition. And with each one, you'll hit a ceiling where you just can't lose any fat anymore. Because
right.
It's not about exercise, it's about your nutrition now. And that was, exercise isn't hard for me to do, but nutrition is very hard because I don't eat like that. I don't eat many small meals a day because that's a lot to remember. I can barely remember to do my water intake. I thought that was a lot.
The water is hard for me.
Yeah, it takes, so for my size, the minimum that I should be getting is about 2 liters of water, and that's minimum. So I started with a minimum thing, and I kind of did it this way. I'm like, okay, so that's like 2 8 glasses. I don't want to say, okay, this is probably the simplest way to do it. I don't want to say this because, you know, plastic and everything, but it's 2 water bottles in the morning and then 2 water bottles in the afternoon. And that's basically all the water intake. And when I thought of it like that,
my tumbler that I use, I think this one is 24 ounces. So I just try to drink, like, that's so much though. My God. I try to drink like 80 ounces a day. And I'm like, I'm only 5 feet tall. For anybody who does not know that, I am
small. I love you. I'm 5'1". Well, I'm probably 5 feet tall. I give myself that on my license, but.
Well, I don't have that extra room to add an inch. So I am 5 feet tall and you're 5'1". So we're both very tiny. It's a lot of water when people like drink a gallon of water a day. And I'm like, where is it going to go? I have nowhere else for it to go. And then I'm just like peeing every 30 minutes. Like, my body is like, no, thank you. Let's stop.
And, you know, I think about that too. I'm like, what if everybody was doing this? How would they have a regular, you know, an 8 to 9 to 5 job and doing things almost every hour, but then they have to go to the bathroom all the time? How does that work?
I don't know, because, I mean, I remember like getting in trouble for going to the bathroom too much at my corporate job. And I was like, oh my God, these people are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
They're insane.
They are fucking nuts. And I just, I don't like the workforce here. I mean, it totally changed what I think in the 70s and 80s, or maybe even as close to the 60s, it started changing here. And I just hope, I know the other countries have been spouting a lot about this 4-day work week. And I know it's trying to pick up, and I'm really hoping it does. And then
oh, man, I like 3 days personally.
I think it should be less.
Let's go to three. So are you guys still seeing each other?
Yeah, I still talk to him. He's doing really great. He lost his 20 pounds that he wanted. You know what's funny? He asked if I would help him go shopping. Not grocery shopping, but clothes shopping. And I'm like,
oh, clothing. Yay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I don't think I'm like the biggest, you know, like with my clothes and design. There's other girls that are way better at that, but sure, I'll help you. And it's funny, he actually found someone that he really loved, and he's about to be married. So.
Oh, okay. So you helped him on his journey to fitness, and then you redid his wardrobe so that he could, you know, attract this woman. That he, you know, now that he's confident in himself, because I'm imagining it's not just about the looks, but the weight loss gave him the confidence to start dating again. And you helped him through that.
I did. What I really found out was when we got to talk more in person and we had those longer talks instead of the camming sessions, which generally just were about exercise. Mm-hmm. I found out what his real reason was behind this. It wasn't just to lose weight. He felt like he wasn't adequate in the dating world. Anyone's adequate in the dating world. Have you seen the dating world?
I know. The dating pool is, yeah.
you're a great guy. You knew how to read my website, and you'll do fine out there.
He'll do fine. It's the confidence. He just did not have the confidence. And I tell people all the time, it does not matter what you look like. It's the confidence. Your personality is just so important. Okay, so you were saying that now he's getting married.
He's getting married now. He got the confidence he needed. And the thing was, I mean, when you're in our industry, you learn fast that everyone has a niche. Everyone has someone out there. Everyone has a fan that's going to like you for you.
Yes.
You just gotta be genuine, and then you gotta have your confidence to be you.
I tell people all the time, be yourself, and the right people will come to you. You know, like, you know, with me and my hair, for the first portion of my career, I was wearing wigs and, you know, trying to fit in what I thought that guys wanted. And yeah, I got business and, you know, made money, but they didn't stick around long. And now I have, like, you know, now that I'm just authentically me wearing my natural hair, those clients that love me for my natural beauty, those are the ones that are sticking around. You know, I have a handful of clients that I've been seeing for, I think, at least like 2 to 3 years, and several of them, not just like one or two, like several clients have been around for a while because they like me for naturally me. So it's the same thing with dating. And I love that, you know, that he found you on your fitness journey and you were able to help him through that. That's so cute.
I was happy that he trusted me enough to want to do that, because, and I had to trust him because I have had friends, you know, all my friends are kind of like, wow, girl or dude, how'd you do that? How'd you lose all that weight? What did you do? And I'm like, oh, I'll just send you what I did. And the problem with that was it wasn't to where their level was at.
Yes.
And I was kind of scared of trying with him because I had, in a way, failed with my friends. And so I decided to, you know, really focus on where he was at instead of what worked for me.
I also feel like you being his support system, I think that was a big part of it, is that you were a good support system for him during the journey.
There's some psychological stuff that I did that wouldn't even matter if you didn't care. Because some people, would like, say, someone like me, I will internally make bets with myself to make whatever task I'm doing more interesting, so I'll finish it. Like,
yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I can have gummy bears if I finish this. Yes.
Exactly. I can smoke weed today at the end of the night if I finish all my work and do everything so I won't be distracted. Yeah.
Giving yourself little rewards. So did you give him, like, rewards, like a reward system?
I did. I gave him little rewards. And these rewards had to do with either maybe some special pictures, maybe some extra stretch time with him and with me. And then maybe even another cooking session. Also a big one that I did, and a lot of people wouldn't care about this, but he did just because he really enjoyed my company. But yeah. I said, if I feel like you're not making an effort, then I'm just going to stop immediately. And you're just going to have to pay me $2,000 to start this up again. And this is a big deal for me, because when I engage with someone like this and I really believe in them, I really want them to do well. And
yes, and it's a lot of emotional energy that you're putting into it. And if he's just gonna like half-ass it, it's like, why are we even wasting our time?
Yeah, because exactly. And I've had friends do that, and then also, you know, I probably was really wrong about the way I started with them, so I kind of gave him that, and it really psychologically it motivated him a little bit more that he had to be on top of his stuff.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's awesome to hear. So you guys are not still seeing each other because he's about to get married.
Yeah, no, we haven't seen each other in probably about, the last time I saw him was towards the end of August, actually. September, I would say. But we still talk, and he still pays for my time. He's nice, but
yeah,
we don't meet in person anymore. Yeah, like just updates on life.
Yeah, well, I think that's really sweet. And I think one of the most important parts of what we do for work that, you know, people outside of the industry, they don't understand, is a lot of times we are here to just kind of bridge that gap in between their life, you know, whether it's a divorce or a loss of a spouse, or, you know, like in his instance, he was losing weight and now he found the woman of his dreams, and you were there to help him through it.
I was so excited about that, because you're right. Sometimes we're here to just help people through life, through small transitions, and they're going to remember that. We start off as seeds for people that grow into something more.
Yeah, and I tell people all the time, like, we're so much more than what we do in the bedroom. Like, we huge support system for people. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. You know, and it's like, I think we all start out in the industry with like, oh, we're just going to do it for like a year or so, and we're going to get out. And then it's always like, for me, 7 years later, I'm still here, you know, and it's because I've helped so many people through their journey in life, and you just get addicted to just helping people. You see the results that people are getting from it, and it's just so special, and our industry is just really special.
It's so special. I mean, you really get to find out who you are. I think our industry allows that. It gives you time to figure out what your purpose is. I think that's what's really fucked up with a lot of humans today, is they're either purposeless or they just don't know themselves well enough to figure things out. And we all have to reflect. We all have to be silent. We all have to be with ourselves to figure that stuff out. But we all also have to connect with others as well.
And you can hire a professional dater to do just that. help you find your way in life. That is the takeaway from this episode. We can help you find your way in life. So where can the listeners find out more about you? What's your Twitter and good stuff?
Yeah, my Twitter is Kiki_NW, NW for Northwest. You can find me always generally on there. I wake up most days around 5 a.m. Weekdays. I know. I'm weird. I've been doing it my whole life, but I'm super productive at that time. Very productive. Around 3 o'clock, not so much. I want to crash.
See, 3 o'clock is like when I start kicking in. Like that's when I'm like ready to like really like focus, start editing episodes. Yeah, 5 a.m. I'm just like, why am I? If I'm not going to bed, it's like, why am I awake?
I know, I'm so crazy. I'm like, 5 a.m.? I can make sound decisions right now. Oh, yeah, I can.
I think that's just like normal society functions like that. Like they get up early. I'm just the opposite. I'm a night owl. Mm-hmm. Do you have Instagram?
I don't. So I don't have Instagram for Kiki. I used to have a TikTok for Kiki, but I kind of stopped that. The only social right now that I have is my Twitter. Thank you. This was really enjoyable. I felt like I'm being my real self. So thank you.
Well, you are your real self. And I know that you were so nervous about it. And what did I tell you? I said, just be yourself.
Yeah.
And it's going to shine. And I've heard that, you know, somebody has gotten booked from being interviewed on the show already. So that's the best is.
Chantel, you're doing the work.
You know, that's what I want to do. I want people to hear your voices and to connect with you outside of just Twitter. Twitter is great to get a little bit of your personality, but then when they hear your voice, they hear you sharing your story, people can connect to a voice a lot more. So that was one of the goals for this show. So I appreciate you so much, Kiki, for coming on the show. And I'm definitely going to let you know when I'm in Washington. Hopefully it'll be this year.
Yeah. Just let me know. And if you... do want a tour here or anything like that, I don't know how professional this is, but my clients don't care. I don't know about anyone else, but I try to send off, like, sometimes if I say, like, you know, friends, like, I'll say, like, oh, this girl is going to be in town, just FYI. I don't.
You know, that is something that a lot of people don't realize, that we do share clients, and it's not weird for us. I mean, they're dating. They're in the dating world. And a lot of times you don't even know what you like and as far as just personalities until you've dated a few people to know, okay, this personality connects with me a lot more than this. And that's okay too. So yes, I would love that. So I will let you know when I'm in Washington. Thank you so much again for sharing your adventure with HoVentures. As always, keep it sexy. You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at HoVentures and on Instagram at HoVentures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.